This is a CK to Z news update.
This past Saturday, February 12th, about 20 volunteers of all ages gathered at Linnea Farm for the latest work bee on the Dillon Creek Wetland Restoration Project. Project Manager Miranda Cross explained the work that is part of the plan to prevent further soil erosion from the banks of the creek.
Today, we're working on live staking, which is a technique for revegetation after we have a disturbed site. So you take live cuttings from trees and shrubs, and we had mostly a black cottonwood and willows, as well as red orchard dogwood and elderberry and twinberry, all native species collected locally on Cortez Island and a little bit in Courtney.
A portion of the banks had been dug up with machinery last August to restore the creek to its original route, and that left bare banks prone to being washed away in rainstorms.
In September, we planted about 300 plants from a nursery, potted plants. But, you know, that's quite an expensive technique. And so the live staking is really economical because we can go out in an afternoon or a couple days and harvest hundreds, if not thousands, of these live stakes and then pound them in. And this is the time of year to be doing it, when the plants are dormant, the early spring or late winter. Then once spring comes, they send their roots down and they start growing, and most of them hopefully will survive, but not all of them. So that's why we plant a lot. We plant them pretty densely, you know, about a meter or two spacing.
The cuttings were planted using the 80-20 technique.
You want to have 80% of the stake in the ground underneath the soil surface and 20% above. So you have a root to shoot ratio of 80% to 20%. And that is so that the live stakes become established with their roots before they send up a bunch of vegetative growth up top that they can't maintain. And also leaves evapotranspire, so you lose a lot of moisture through the leaves. So we cut off all the side branches and we just have these stakes. In the first year, they'll be mostly making roots, and we really want them to focus on that because the roots are what stabilize the soil and they give them the energy to grow from in the next years. And also, we don't have the site fenced for deer, so we are expecting that they'll be browsed fairly heavily. So usually we're targeting like a 60-70% survival rate with the live stakes. And in some cases where there's a high water table and low browsing pressure, it would be closer to 80 or 90%. Just depends. So we'll see. And if we need to do more staking next year, we can do that.
The Wetland Restoration Project came out of lake monitoring work done by Friends of Cortez Island, FOCI, which identify the need for reducing sediment flowing into Gunflint and Hague Lakes, where it was causing seasonal algae bloom. Linnea Farm was chosen as a perfect partner and place to begin the work of partially restoring land that had been ditched and drained for farming to its original wetland habitat.
This is year two of a three-year project, and we're just nearing the end of year two. And part of our program is doing educational programs, learning about wetlands, learning about the biology, and also the ecosystem services they provide, like filtering water and nutrients, storing and sequestering carbon, and providing habitat for wildlife, which is so critical, especially with climate change and these intense heat domes and intense flooding and precipitation events that we're seeing now. So we'll be doing tours and youth education programs at the wetlands over the next year. And we'll also be doing monitoring work, monitoring the revegetation and wildlife and nutrient mitigation.
Cross has championed the project under FOCI and worked closely with her mentor and wetland restoration expert, Tom Bibighauser, to design and implement the plan. There are still plenty of opportunities to be part of the process.
If there's anything that's of interest for people to be involved in, we really welcome the community to be involved in the project, and it really has been a community project. We couldn't have done it without all the help from volunteers coming out to all the work bees or contributing financially. It's a huge help. So I just encourage people to reach out and look for our postings on the Tideline. If they're interested, they can contact me anytime.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.